This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half hour, we're going to be talking about Prop B, which, if passed, will repeal collective bargaining power for the San Antonio Police Union. But first, we're going to talk about Prop A on the city ballot. And if that is passed, it will change the city charter, allowing the city to sell bonds for housing. If you have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from you. Have you been impacted by the city's housing squeeze? Do you think this kind of charter change will make a difference? Call in. The number is 833-877-8255. 833-TPR-TALK. You could also tweet at us at TPRSource, email us at thesource@tpr.org, and you can text us at that number, 833-877-8255. We're now joined by Richard Mogas, architect and chair of Design Forum's Task Force on Affordable Housing. Richard, it's great to have you on The Source.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Rod Radel joins us, task force member and longtime affordable housing developer. And Rod, good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Richard Mogas, tell me about Design Forum.
Well, Design Forum has a 501c3 organization recently put together with the intention of advocating for design excellence in San Antonio and providing a platform for citizens and decision makers to discuss the built environment. So that's the overriding description of what our intentions are. One of the breakout pieces for this year is focused on affordable housing, and that's why I've been appointed the chairman of that task force, so that we can come to an understanding of where we are in the city with affordable housing and what can be done to move this forward. It's a national crisis. We're addressing it here in San Antonio with the tools and the means by which we have to make our city accountable to so many residents that find themselves in troubled times without the potential for a shelter and accommodations.
And Richard, Design Forum has come out with a full-throated endorsement for passing Prop A?
Correct. In looking at it, we realize that the existing charter, as it's written, accommodates funding through bonds for infrastructure for projects, affordable housing projects, that include city streets, drainage, sidewalks, all the elements around the project, but does not provide the opportunity for voters to vote for funding for direct application of construction cost for the units themselves. So that's what we're looking to hope to amend the charter that would include that language and allow for funding to be directly focused on funds for the actual construction of the housing units themselves.
Rod Radel, you have been active in San Antonio for many, many years and helping people with their housing challenges and other food insecurity issues, all sorts of problems that we've had in San Antonio. You and Patty, your wife, have been trying to lead on those issues. What does this issue mean to you about changing this charter issue?
This has been a situation that has been in front of us for the last 10 years in discussions, both with the city and with nonprofits and for-profit developers. And I don't want to equate ourselves with Austin too much. We are San Antonio and we're different than Austin, but Austin's charter allows them to go ahead and make affordable housing bonds to be issued for affordable developments within their city. And over the last 15 years, they have generated $370 million in bonds, all of which have to be voted on by the voters before any issuance takes place, but have been putting their money into land acquisition, affordable rental housing development, some homeownership, but also home repair projects. So they have the ability to go ahead and take propositions for issuing bonds to the voters each time they want to do that. They've done it in various tranches. They did $55 million in 2006, $65 million in 2013, and $250 million on the last go-round in 2018. the voters had to approve each one of those, and it has to be spelled out how they're going to use those funds. So all this does, this vote coming up in May, is to go ahead and change the charter so that the citizens of San Antonio can, in the future, vote on bonds to be issued for public purposes, which could include, should they vote on those, issuance for housing projects. And so it's a great opportunity for us. We've been restricted up to this point, as already been pointed out by Richard, up to this point. This will allow us the flexibility to do that in the future.
Let's go to a caller, and our number is 833-877-8255. If you want to call in like Bill, and Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I've got a question here. What do we mean by affordable housing? Are we saying affordable single-family dwellings? Are we saying affordable apartments? You know, are we looking at alternative sources like acquisition of vacant lots that the county has foreclosed on due to tax non-tax payment? You know, are we looking at foreclosures for stock that can be rehabbed? Are we looking at possibly cutting into maybe parts of golf courses that could be used for land for development? You know, what are we looking at really holistically to address this housing need?
All right, Bill, thank you for the call. So Richard Mogas, affordable housing sounds like a euphemistic term, doesn't, you know, but what is it?
Many of the factors that the caller just addressed. It addresses existing single-family homes. It addresses mixed-income projects. It addresses existing affordable housing that is in need of repair. And what we're doing is as a design forums, we're looking at the whole picture. We're new into this game and as a 501c3, and we're trying to come to an understanding of what's out there. What is the affordable housing picture, as this gentleman just said? And we were trying to come to an understanding of how it's being addressed by the city and funding agencies. One of the things about it is that, you know, there's a new process for mixed income development projects, I should say. And these developers are coming into these sites asking for tax incentives by the city to make their projects viable. And there's a very generous tax incentive to make these projects successful. But one of the things that they seem to do is create rental units that are in excess of the majority of low-income families. The average median income for these mixed-income developments is between 60 and 80%, with a balance being at fair market value. And that, unfortunately, eliminates many, many families who are existing at about a 25 to 30 AMI status with their income. And these are out of reach.
All right, Richard Mogas, we're taking a break right now. We come back from the break. We'll continue our discussion about Proposition A that's on the ballot that would allow the city to get bond municipal bond dollars to build housing. And if you have a question, the number is 833-877-8255. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back. Back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Proposition A that's on the ballot. It'll be on the May 1st ballot, and early voting begins on Monday, April 19th. It goes to the 27th, and of course, Election Day is on May 1st. There's also a Prop B that's about the police union's collective bargaining power and whether or not to repeal that. We're going to be talking about that in the next half hour. We have a voicemail asking a question about Prop A.
This is BJ. I have a comment about Proposition A that will be on the ballot. I read the voter's guide today in the Express News. It is not correct what they're stating, that it's for infrastructure. It is on the ballot as a charter amendment and a yes vote supports amending the charter to allow the city to issue bonds for public purposes and improvements. That can mean almost anything that the city council desires to use the bonds for. At the present time, that particular item in the charter allows only for infrastructure, our streets, roads, sidewalks, parks. It also, in the language, allows the use for affordable housing. That's clear in the ordinance that was written. So I would hope that this is clarified on the program.
All right. So this is what it says when you go to vote. You pull up the monitor and shall the city charter be amended to allow the city to issue bonds for permanent city improvements or any other public purpose not prohibited by the Texas Constitution or the general laws of the state of Texas to include affordable housing programs in scope and breadth as determined by ordinance of the San Antonio of the City Council in an election on that matter. And you vote yes to make the change or no, we keep it the way it is right now. So, Rod Radel, if you could talk about, is this clear?
Yeah. Yes. I think one of the things that needs to be really pointed out, and I've alluded to it earlier, everything that will be approved by this amendment, what will happen will have to be approved by council for any issuance of bonds. It has to be spelled out, as they have done in Austin, how those bonds will be used. And then that has to be passed by the voters in a special election. So the nice thing about this, it gives the flexibility as things change in the economy to go ahead and shift how those funds may be, future funds may be used, because they have to go back to the voters. But right now we don't have that option. Also, in regards to the affordability, I like to see this spoken in terms of workforce housing. We have a lot of individuals that are making, $13-14 an hour, which is, equates to roughly $28,000 a year, who are paying more than 30% of their income for housing. And that's just not the affordability guidelines for any type of housing is you should not be paying more than 30% of your income. And so this allows the flexibility to have an infusion of capital to make projects affordable for individuals, many of which are employed and working.
Richard Mogas, architect and chair of Design Forum's Task Force on Affordable Housing. A lot of people are scratching their heads and they're wondering, well, why did we have this prohibition on city development of affordable housing to begin with? It was in the original charter, and I guess we have to think back about who were the people that designed that, wrote that original charter. And this was back in the 50s when we had people who were pretty hostile to doing things for San Antonio's poor parts of our poor community.
Right. The consensus at the time was that you found properties that were, could be considered to be undesirable for the most part. You make the basic improvements to the infrastructure and you put affordable housing in those units. Historically, though, these Alizan Apache courts and projects like that have had a lot of wonderful people grow up and succeed through that living environment. And there's a lot of treasured stories and memories of having grown up there. And so right now Saha has turned around and is instead of tearing them down and building a mixed income multi-story facility, they are coming in and phasing in a one-to-one housing replacement for the existing residents and then charging them monthly the same rates at 30% or less for AMI incomes. And so that's a huge step and turnaround because they were already working with NPR to create another mixed-use facility. And so we see that one improvement as a potential model for addressing future existing affordable housing units and improving them. The idea, though, that the city you know, conjured up this connection to developers that are coming in and building these. We're seeing them built everywhere, the Museum Reach, other locations that are building these wonderful, beautiful buildings, but the AMIs are too high. And so it's really displacing, housing instead of increasing the actual number of units. It's turning away people who just cannot afford those higher AMI standards. And what we have to do is just look at the situation, address it, and say this isn't working because we're not getting more affordable units. We're getting less. And we have to look at the core problems and approach it from that end with a solution that accommodates these lowest of the income families that are out of the picture for this new type of model of development that limits the number of units. I saw that recently the city's asking that rental vouchers be able to be accepted by these developers into these units, which is a good step. But even with rental vouchers, these families are still struggling to make those rental payments. So we need to be realistic, and we need to look at our citizens, and we need to look at those lowest income families who need housing and say, how can we design? What goals? What can we do? How can we reinvent where affordable housing is in the urban context of our city? What are the incentives for that? Review zoning regulations with updates that might make it more effective. I've got a whole list of things that are suggestions. I think it's not just important to identify that we have a problem, but begin to come up with solutions that could move us forward.
Now, Rod Radel, municipal bonds. This is a way to borrow money, that cities borrow money, and it is a very cheap way to access dollars. Is that also an advantage to passing this?
Oh, yes, definitely. When a municipality issues bonds, they get a very, usually, especially in San Antonio, they get a preferred rate of interest to be charged. So if you're looking at a project that, well, let's say is a $10 million project, and they're $750,000 short on being able to make the debt coverage, if you have an infusion of capital that's very low interest rate, or actually made as a grant, either or, you can make that project work. It makes a difference on a lot of developments, either going forward or not. And again, to keep them affordable, so as Richard pointed out, an individual who is on limited income can afford the rent and not put an undue burden on the rest of their family.
So, Rod, we've seen bond elections before in San Antonio, and that's how we have, you know, Broadway is being redone, all sorts of projects are around us. We every 10 years or so, we see a new bond election. Is this going to be competing for those same dollars? Are we going to be, is there an opportunity lost for doing some public projects? Instead, those dollars are going to go to affordable housing.
No, these would be separate bonds that would be issued, and it really comes down to what the borrowing limit of the city is and the ability of the citizens to say, yes, this is a priority. We're not saying that we should go ahead and be putting all money into housing and forget about streets and drainage and sidewalks. By all means, we need to keep those up. And this has to be thought out well, both by the staff and by the council and eventually the citizens, about what will be prioritized and how we move forward.
So how does this work, Rod? I mean, so does the city sells the bonds and they are they the developer, or what happens?
No, the way it is right now, a city can be involved with doing the infrastructure around a property, or they can even acquire a property and develop the infrastructure, but then they could sell it to another outside developer to go ahead and do the project. This will allow money to be set aside for specific items such as land acquisition, rental rehab, new construction, home ownership, home repair, and the citizens then identify how much money should be going into those tranches, so that everyone knows from the get-go, both the citizens and the developers, what can be done. Hopefully, it'll give a foot up also to some of the nonprofit developers who often are in a situation where they don't have the capital, such as some of the for-profit developers, to go ahead and make these projects work.
I'm going to go to a caller. This is Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm just wondering about sustainability for the apartments and mixed housing and that kind of stuff. Are there going to be garden spots for the residents to be able to grow their own food? Will there be some Wi-Fi? Will there be trash pickup? You know, I'm not from around here, and one of the things I noticed is a lot of times people who struggle to pay the rent also struggle to pay trash removal. They struggle to feed themselves. So wondering about that aspect with the design.
Richard Mogas, you're an architect, chair of the Design Forum Task Force on Affordable Housing. Your response.
Right. I think that's an excellent question. And what we're trying to do is suggest that these locations for these affordable housing units have as many of these services as possible. In addition to that, we're trying to tie housing development projects to transportation infrastructure, because these workers primarily rely on the bus system to get to and from their jobs and shopping and so forth. And we want to, there's a number of things, but we realize that the conveniences that these individuals and these affordable housing, you know, they need, the standards of those need to be brought up to whatever is available to everyone, if possible. And so that's critical. You know, people living in these communities, they need to be able to access the internet, to access interviews for jobs, to access communication with their working staff. A lot of people working at home is critical now in this pandemic era. So you know, I think all of those are the minutiae of what we need to make sure that these projects include.
And Rod Radel, people are, you know, they're very suspicious of expanding government power. They wonder if the city of San Antonio is this a proper role for the city?
Definitely. If this was written in such a manner that the city council would just go ahead and issue bonds whenever they wanted to for whatever purpose, yes, I would be very leery of it myself. This is providing the opportunity for the citizens of San Antonio to say, yes, we support this, or no, we don't, every time that they want to issue bonds specifically in regards to housing. So to me, it's actually giving us the ability that we don't have now, and one that will be available to us decades going forward.
And Richard Mogas, in about 30 seconds, will this make an impact on affordable housing overall in San Antonio?
Yes, we believe it will. You know, I think it's recognized among all of our city leaders, our business leaders, our council, that affordable housing is in a crisis state, especially after the pandemic. Well, right on the edge of losing their homes. And we just need to all work together in a humanitarian way to allow affordable housing to become part of the ordinary infrastructure of our city, and come up to the same levels of standards of other Texas cities who are implementing these particular.
All right. Richard Mogas is an architect and chair of the Design Forum's Task Force on Affordable Housing. Rod Radel, task force member and longtime affordable housing developer. Both are endorsing the vote yes for Proposition A. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about Proposition B, which is a question for the police union, whether or not they should retain their collective bargaining power. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.